It's that time again, our first, well, I'm saying again, but it's our first check-in with Ekalaka Public Schools for the year of 2025. We've got Mr. James Capti on the line, and they've had a meeting doing some business down there in Ekalaka last night. So what's been going on for you guys down there in Ekalaka lately?
Well, it's the start of the year, and start of the year, you always got all those kind of fun things coming at you. And you know, we kicked off the year kind of talking about some exciting things. We're working on some early literacy programs between our daycare and our school, looking at some funding possibilities through the state and what that might look like and how we can provide some of those opportunities for, you know, they refer to us down here, it's kind of an interesting term, they refer to us as a child care desert as far as by state calculations, because we just don't have a lot of daycare or child care services for kids that aren't in school yet. And so we're working, that was one of our big things, is kind of work on how we might be able to better reach some of those students before they get to school and help the community and families out.
Ah, see, and as some I'm dealing with is somebody who just put their own child who's not in school yet on a wait list for child care, very, very close to home, that topic. So, yeah, definitely an important one. And I hadn't quite heard that term yet, even though I've been talking a lot about child care, the child care desert. And, yeah, for sure, I think that's accurate. So glad to hear that folks are on the case.
Yeah, and it is an important issue. I mean, we forget how, you know, when you start looking at your workforce, and it doesn't matter whether it's schools or radio or whatnot, if you can't find childcare, then a lot of qualified people don't even have an option to put their name in the hat for teaching jobs or working at the grocery store, any of those kind of jobs. So, you know, we're excited about the opportunity to kind of expand that, if you will, to provide, you know, more of an educational connection and gives families a different option. The next part, you know, one of those big things and we're excited about is opening up our contract, our collective bargaining agreement with our teachers. And I won't even say negotiations, but it gets that term, that we are going through a process where it's called interest-based bargaining. And we get to sit down at the table. And when we sit down at the table with the teachers and the school board and myself, but we get to kind of look at, well, what's our concerns, what's our needs, and really work through it. It's a very civil process and not like, you know, a lot of times we hear about strikes and all that kind of stuff, but it's not. It's what, how do we get what we need and do what's best for our school? And so we're opening that process and going to start those conversations and hopefully have an agreement by the end of February for the next, you know, couple years or longer, so that our teachers know what they're, and any of our new teachers that we're hiring know what those contracts would look like for them.
Do you have any like hot topic items you foresee coming up in those meetings there, like anything that'll be specifically negotiated for or pushed for or altered maybe that you foresee coming your way?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously the easy elephant in the room whenever you're talking about education is how do we better pay our teachers? And so how do we get that? There is some legislation happening right now at the state level, the STARS Act, which would allow funding to school districts for what would help them recruit teachers, but also increase teacher salaries across the board by supplementing that with state money. And so that's part of our equation is we know that our teachers do a good job and we know that, you know, we need to figure out a way to compensate them, but there just isn't quite the money tree yet. So we you know, you got to kind of work through all those pieces. And then the next piece of going hand in hand with salaries is insurance. And what does insurance look like? And the state is providing some opportunities for school districts, but that opportunity won't be available for another year. So what do we look at for the next year, especially for our teachers? Those are everybody's worried about A, what they get paid, and B, that their health is covered if something does happen. And so we're concerned for our teachers. And so I think those are going to be, I think honestly that our teachers and our board and our community, we're pretty much all on the same side. It's just a matter of getting the information to kind of figure out what we can, what's possible and what we can do.
Yeah, always a lot of hurry up and wait, and then talking funding. And speaking of that, do you have a timeline? How are things moving on your possible roofing project coming for the schools?
So we are moving along. Our contractor, McKinstry, is going to be in Ekalaka here within a few weeks to do the formal go through everything and lock down what nuts, bolts, screws, nails, you know, tar paper, whatever else we may need, and get that so that we can take that out to the public and get that approved in February. And then we can have lots of listening sessions and make sure everybody understands what that looks like. But then that will go to the voters in May. It'll go to for them to approve or not approve. But that gives us some time to really make sure any question people have, we have a chance to answer. Because we want everybody to be able to make an informed decision. If they vote for it or against it, that's always their choice and right. But we want them to make sure that they have all the information and can make a very educated decision on, you know, which side of that vote they would fall on.
Gotcha. All right. Well, some big ticket items coming up here in the spring. A lot of stuff that we'll be eager to see what happens with. And anything else coming up here in the near future you'd like the old public to know about?
Well, you know, Blake, we always have something going on, and we're always working a lot of different things. But we did have a conversation about the tax incentive a week ago, and we've been our taxpayers throughout the county have done a really good job of stepping up and saying, "Hey, yeah, if we can pay our taxes directly to the school, let's jump on this." And so it's been really exciting to just see how our community has jumped on that and been like, wow, this is kind of a no-brainer. Now, here's the trick, and we're recording this and talking, and it's about 9 o'clock on Wednesday. In about 45 minutes, the Department of Revenue portal, if you will open up, and we have to log all that stuff in. So I've been comparing it to the old school call-in radio contest because it's a first come, first serve. And granted, there is $6 million out there, so we're hopeful that all of our commitments for those tax incentives will be able to go through, and it won't be literally gone in, you know, 30 seconds. But we're going to be logged on just like back in the day when people were calling in, you know, and hitting speed dial again and again and again and again to win tickets to the, you know, I don't know, the Aerosmith concert or something.
Oh, well, hopefully it's not too much like Ticketmaster these days, because then bots will be up ahead of you, no doubt. So hopefully hopefully none of that nonsense going on. I wish you luck, and I hope your copy and paste fingers are feeling real fast today.
Yes, we're excited. We'll talk about that when we have a final number, when we know what we actually did. But it is pretty exciting for us, and you know, we've always looking to try to help our kids and do different things, and so another piece of our board meeting was that our kids, our seniors, have the option to be writing potentially. I mean, they could actually be working with the radio. Who knows? But they have an opportunity to be writing for the newspaper and pitching stories and covering, you know, maybe the boring events, the town council meetings and those kind of things. But they also have a chance to write stories that interest them, those kind of feature articles, and pitch them to the newspaper and potentially get published. And so instead of just writing for, you know, your English teacher or your class, they're actually writing for, you know, a purpose. And so we're excited about that opportunity because it gets them excited about, I mean, I know I don't want any English people out there to get upset, but English is not always the most exciting class. And so this gives a purpose to it. And so, you know, it was a great opportunity for us to work with the newspaper and potentially with the radio as well, and there is a conversation with that. Some of the there's cool things that the radio you guys have been doing up there, and so yeah, who knows where that one's going to go, but we're willing to try things and fail fast for our kids just to, you know, really make education purposeful.
Yeah, that's awesome. I hope in the future that as that develops, hopefully we can also, yeah, start looking at some stuff up here. I always like to incentivize the youth to ignite those journalistic fires within themselves. So I'm always a big proponent to that. So yeah, hopefully that's something else here in the future that we'll be talking about blooming along as well.
Yeah, and that's, you know, all those things we've got. I do want to throw one thing. I know Baker. I know the high school's got some things. We had a great basketball game with Baker back here, but we've been really working to have a lot of fun. We know that in this part of the the state especially, both Baker and Eaglac, that there's not, you know, a thousand things to do with every, you know, Friday and Saturday night. So, you know, we've been working really, really hard to make our games like an event, like that you can come and really have a good time at. And so just a couple examples of that, which I know people are going to want to come to. We have baby races this week. And so we've got some toddlers that, you know, or they fit in that toddler. They can't walk. They have to crawl, and they have to crawl, you know, from, you know, we've got four babies entered in this baby race. And so people get a chance to come and cheer on. And if you've never been part of a baby race, it is a good time. And that's going to take place, you know, in between our games and just kind of give families and something else to come. Then the next week, our big one, maybe we need the radio in that. You know, maybe we need the radio station in it. We're having blow-up races. They have to go through the obstacle course. Think like a baseball game, but we're doing it at a basketball game with some basketballs. And, you know, we've got a bunch of our community organizations have put people forward to be in the blow-up costume, in the unicorn or the dinosaur or whatever. And so purely for entertainment, it'd be worth your time to come down and watch that. But when we get off this interview, I'm going to be, you know, trying to recruit Blake to, you know, I got to get you down here in the blow-up costume running around.
yeah, you know, them darn basketball schedules, they usually always overlap. And as the basketball man for the Baker Spartans, it's always hard to spread myself out. But, yeah, it always depends on how the old schedule unfolds.
And it's always good to have you. But anyway, yeah, it's been a good start to the year. And, yeah, our theme is like everything else coming at us. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Right on. Well, we'll keep catching up with you here as everything develops here in the coming months. And hopefully it's a lot of good news coming our way, right?
Yeah, because that's all we got is good news. We focused on that.
Right on. Well, Mr. Capti, you have yourself a swell rest of the week. And we'll catch you again in not too long.
Sounds good, Blake. Thank you.